Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. You may be seated. You know, I love All Saints Day. It, in fact, is my second favorite Sunday of the church year because Easter is my favorite. And you may think that's kind of weird. But in essence, on All Saints Day, what we are doing is celebrating Easter. For we cannot remember that our loved ones are in heaven without celebrating the fact that Jesus rose from the dead to open the kingdom of heaven for us. We cannot celebrate the fact that one day we will be in heaven without remembering and celebrating the fact that Jesus has risen from the dead to open the kingdom of heaven for us and to us. What a glorious day of hope and thanksgiving and joy that is set before us today. How wonderful the church fathers who many years ago, as they put together a liturgical calendar that's been followed for centuries, said, we have to have another day of Easter in the church year. And truly, Easter is what we celebrate. And the reality is Easter is what we celebrate every single day of our lives, for we are Easter people of God. We're not Good Friday people, as a lot of people think. I've been to churches that are non-Lutheran on Easter Sunday, and their worship service is all about Good Friday and Jesus dying. And I think to myself, these poor people. As Luther says, if we don't proclaim the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, we truly don't understand the gospel, and therefore don't proclaim the gospel and its truth and purity. We must boldly shout and proclaim the joyous news every day that Jesus has risen from the dead. And so our church fathers, in setting forward the church year, set as the pinnacle of the church year the feast and festival of Easter. And the rest of the church year surrounds and follows the life and teachings of Jesus. And so on November 1st, the day after Halloween, which we call All Saints, which we call All Hallows Eve, the eve of All Saints Day, we celebrate on November 1st, All Saints Day today. We recognize that on the first Sunday of the church year. And we celebrate Easter. And the church year goes on. And the most amazing thing is that sometimes we kind of forget is that not only do we celebrate Easter on Easter and All Saints, but every Sunday is a celebration of Easter. Did you know that? Every Sunday, we are God's Easter people, and we celebrate the resurrection. For if Christ had not risen from the dead, we'd have no need to be here. So every Sunday is a joyous celebration that Christ has opened the kingdom of God to us for eternity. Every Sunday. Every funeral is a celebration of Easter. For we celebrate the fact that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead, and our loved ones are with him. Anything less would be fruitless and not the true gospel. So the reality is All Saints is this joyous day for us to take a moment and to focus on Easter and that we are truly Easter people of God. And it's in Easter that we seal this, that we see the seal of the gospel promised to us. For St. Paul said, if Christ had not been raised from the dead, our faith would be in vain. But because Jesus is alive, we know that he has died for us to forgive our sins and rose for us to give us the assurance of his gospel message. Easter gives us victory. It gives us hope. It gives us salvation. It gives us eternal life. Easter is the day we celebrate our eternal victory over sin, death, and the devil. Easter is the day we look to the cross and know with confidence that because Jesus died on that cross, our sins are forgiven and we have been set free. We are clothed with righteousness in Jesus Christ and now stand before the throne of God and he sees us as perfect. It gives us hope. And remember, hope cannot be taken away by this world no matter what happens. And what is that hope? That no matter what happens in this world, we have something so great, so grand, and so wonderful yet to come for us in the gift of heaven that we are able to wake up every day and know that our Redeemer lives and that in the end, we shall stand upon this earth in our flesh and see God, that joyful, triumphant proclamation of Job. We know that we have peace in this world, not peace that the world gives, but the peace of Jesus that passes all understanding. Why? Because the world cannot take it away. And we know that as we celebrate today, that all of this equals eternal life for us. In fact, John in our lesson for today says, see what wonderful love the Father has lavished upon you. Lavished upon you. Have any of you ever had anything lavished upon you before? I don't know. When I think of lavishing, I see myself standing there and chocolate being poured out upon me. I don't know. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? I don't know. But lavish, what a wonderful word, right? It's almost hard to describe it in human words. But that's what God has done in Jesus. And that's what we celebrate every Sunday and every Easter that Jesus has done for us. Celebrating All Saints Day calls us once again to focus on Easter and to live our lives as Easter people of God. But the reality is, if you're like me, which I hope none of you are, but if you're like me, when you look around at the world, it can be really hard to live as people with hope. It can be really hard to live as Easter people rejoicing in what God has done for us. For the first thing we immediately see when we look around, even today, we see names of our loved ones who have died, and they're in heaven. And death, yes, death is real in our world. And while yet, as Christians, we have hope and know that we will see our loved ones again, we still grieve. And that's okay. It's okay. Grieving is the pathway to healing. It is through the grieving process that we find hope in the resurrection. After all, Jesus knew he was going to raise Lazarus up from the dead, but do you remember what he did before he raised Lazarus? What did he do? Shortest verse in the Bible. He wept. He cried. He grieved. It's normal. It's good for us to humans to go through. Because as we go through the valley of grieving, our eyes turn upward to the cross and the empty tomb to see once again the glory of Jesus revealed to us in eternal life. We look around at the world and we see Satan attacking. I mean, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to realize that all the evil we see in our world today is from Satan. I'm in a class right now in my master's degree for counseling. I won't go into a lot of detail about the class, but it was said in class that, you know, all this stuff is new and it's just now happening in our world. No, nothing is new. Nothing is new under the sun. The world has been in trouble since the day Adam and Eve sinned in the garden and it fell into sin. Hatred, murder, violence, they've all been there since that day. Cain killed Abel. It started at the very beginning, right? This is the reality of the world we live in, and Satan attacks, he takes advantage of that. And unfortunately, we get so addicted to the news, and we get so addicted to seeing these things around us, and we want to crave it more. I have been around people that all they do is watch Fox News all day long, and when you go and talk to them, they're grumpy, hopeless people. Turn off the news, read your Bible, and see that Jesus has already overcome it. And you and I have overcome it. That we can still proclaim the good news of Jesus in the midst of Satan's attacks. The world attacks us. The world is pretty good at attacking us too, isn't it? The world attacks us all the time. As the world comes and infiltrates what we know as Christianity, telling us what we're supposed to believe and how we're supposed to act and what we're supposed to do and what we're not supposed to do, and yet we as Christians are called to stand steadfast in the midst of persecution. We see that call in the Beatitudes for today. Violence and threats of violence, they're all around us. Wars and rumors of wars. Natural disasters. I mean, good grief, if you turn on the news, half of California is on fire. What does that tell you about California? No, I'm just joking. You know, I think they just all just moved to Texas, okay? That's fine. But the reality is, it is. We see it all the time. And this is the result of the fact that we live in a fallen world. We live in a world where sin and Satan, the prince of this world, runs rampant. And it's hard to be Easter people in the midst of this world. Lastly, we look around at the world around us and we see hatred, racism, and what seems to be that Christianity is ceasing to exist as we know it. If you haven't seen that, open your eyes to the world around you. Church after church is leaving the true gospel behind so that they may please the world instead of Jesus. Church after church is dying across the world, except for in places like Africa and Asia, where the church is actually growing at its fastest rate. But in the Western civilization, the church is dying because people seek what we want. It feels better to sleep in. I don't need to go to church to go to heaven. All these excuses that run rampant in our lives. Now, I'm preaching to the choir because you guys are here today. But there are people who see this on the internet. And that's the reality. And we look around and it's easy to become hopeless. I know it's hard for me on a Sunday when attendance is light. I always say to Steph going home, gosh, I feel like I'm killing the church. Now, if you know my wife, she kicks me in the butt and says, don't think like that. You're being dumb. So I thank her for that. But isn't that how we measure things in our world today? We don't care about individual lives or individual souls. It's about numbers. It's about money. It's about power. It's about position. It's about prestige. It's hard to live as God's Easter people in the world around us today. It's hard to live as Easter people who rejoice in the resurrection and put Jesus first. But living as Easter people calls us to focus our eyes on Jesus, to celebrate the great cloud of witnesses that surround us, to look to them and to see how they lived their life and the legacy that they leave for us. It calls us to believe and have faith in the visible and invisible living church and the communion of saints, which we confess in our creed every Sunday. We are called as God's people to realize that the church is seen and unseen, that there's a great vast church that we don't realize that exists even around the world today. And we have brothers and sisters all around the world who at this very minute are worshiping with us, not only here on earth, but in heaven as well with the communion of saints. And as we realize that, as we realize what Jesus has done for us in his resurrection, as we realize that the risen Jesus holds us in his left hand and in his right hand holds our loved one at the same time, and we are never far apart from them. As we realize that every time we come to this altar to receive communion in the Lord's Supper, we are taking communion with all the saints on earth and all our loved ones in heaven. We are suddenly built up in our faith and rejoice all the more in knowing that God's strength is working in us, that we are not alone. We are never alone, for we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. By living a life of gratitude and thanksgiving in hard times, we are Easter people. You know, that's so easy to give thanks when things are going great, right? But St. Paul says, give thanks in all circumstances. And all circumstances means even in the hard times. There's psychology behind this that God knew before we knew. God always knows, right? The psychology is, as we live with gratitude and thanksgiving in our hearts, no matter if it's a good time or a bad time, it changes our perspective on things. It changes our life. We become filled with hope. We're able to live with thanksgiving. We're able to share the gospel with other people and give testimony to what God has done in our lives because he has risen and he has saved us through baptism in his word and in the sacrament. This life calls us to be Easter people in clinging to the cross and empty tomb where peace and hope are found, in accepting the fact that we may never understand why we go through the things we go through in this world, but we live instead in peace and hope and in faith. The simple reality is we may never know why we go through what we do. I don't know why my kids died or are in heaven and their names are written on that window over there, but you know what? I rejoice because they are in heaven. And I know I'll see them again. We may never know. But faith calls us to live in hope and peace and confidence, even in the hard times of this world, knowing that Jesus has risen from the dead and that whatever happens in this life is but a blip on the radar screen of eternity and perfection that Jesus has for us. And it calls us to realize this. When Jesus says, I have come to give you peace, the risen Jesus, every time he met his disciples after he rose from the dead, what did he say to them? Don't be afraid. Peace be with you. What is peace? Peace is not the absence of trouble, but the presence of Jesus. And as Easter people, we live with the presence of Jesus in our lives every day. Peace is not the absence of trouble in this world, but the presence of an almighty God in Jesus Christ who walks with us, who upholds us, who uplifts us, who feeds us, who nourishes us, who forgives us, who sustains us no matter what we are going through. Living as Easter people in this life, we live by declaring victory every day in our lives and choosing to live in love. See what awesome love God the Father has lavished upon you. Look to the cross. Celebrate the empty tomb. Celebrate that Jesus has risen from the dead. Celebrate that you have overcome sin, death, and the devil. Live in his victory every day, and his love will be made perfect in your life. His love calls us to surrender to him, to give our lives to him and say, you know, I'm tired of fighting. I cannot win. Surrender means joining the winning side. It means joining Jesus in his victory. It means giving up our grudges, our hardship, our pain, our hurts, our past, our shame, our guilt, our lack of forgiveness, and saying, Jesus, I pour it at your feet so that I may be your vessel of love in this world, that the world around me may know you as the risen Lord and Savior, who has come to give victory to those who were in prison, to heal and mend those who were sick and wounded, and to raise up the dead so that they may live eternally. This is what it means to be Easter people of God. And today is why we celebrate All Saints Day and Easter. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen.